Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
Champions League, oh yeah.
And welcome to the 488th episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my wonderful co-host. We've got none other than the fluffiest Whimsicott.
Hello, hello, hello.
And we've got the fun as always, our Sigma.
Hello!
There's the most energetic
who
hello.
Who just fell into a hole, apparently. Yeah,
I think that's the most energetic hello he's ever given. on the show and in our friendship. that's
it's because it's usually a howdy. It's usually a
that's
howdy.
True. That's true.
There's a joke about all those TikToks about the Little Nas X video. Oh. Somewhere in there.
Oh, no, but no, we're good. We're good.
Let's not
talk about Little Nas X. All right, so welcome to the Puckle Podcast. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name we came up with in 2007? Yes.
You are the only one there. If you don't know, no one knows.
Time is just a construct. That's what this past year has taught me.
That's fair.
We talk everything here, Pokemon from the video game to the trading card game to everything in between. And I'm very excited to talk about Pokemon today. I've reignited recently my Pokemon Go account.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Ryan and nobody else. So hi, Ryan. Because he sent me the link to his like referral code, mm-hmm. unsolicited. And so I did plug it in. I have been playing Pokemon Go this week. I do have like a few minor comments like about this, like observations. I'm gonna say observations. Because I don't know if they're good or bad quite yet. Well, one of them's bad, but and it explains a lot of things. But so the observations I've made. One, I've like earned something close to like 400,000 experience this week alone, which is kind of nuts to think about. And one of the things I found out that was causing this was I did not realize this because you guys have been playing it more frequently than I have in the past 6 months.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played it at all in 6 months. So the one thing I did notice was that they increased the amount of experience you get from like great, nice, and excellent captures, and like also the curveball throw. Like they've doubled that, which is like that. Like it seems like such a small thing to do, but it means a lot to me because that's like a lot of extra experience and helps you level up faster. And like that's a good feel good moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they've done it because they opened up to level 50. I'm sure that's.
I was gonna say yeah. There's a larger end game now, so it's like we need to get people to that end game.
Yeah. Yes. Because like level 40 is like another stepping stone where like another segment of the game begins. So they want people to get to level 40. Mm-hmm. I am not level 40. I am level 37. The other thing I've noticed playing Pokemon Go this week is the number of people out of my 100 friends in my friends list that don't play anymore is very high.
Yeah.
Is very high. And that explains to me a lot of things that Pokemon Go has been doing, because like we've been talking recently, like we have like the Pokemon Go and like the new segment, and we're just like, man, they're just trying to get money, blah blah blah. And the absolute reason that they're doing this is because the player base is 100% falling off.
I mean, that's probably why Snivy is Community Day this weekend, right?
Yes. No, that's why Community Days are being made good again. Like I would even argue that the Fleshling Community Day last month wasn't a terrible idea either.
No, it was a new Pokemon.
Yeah, it's a
people
new Pokemon.
Like Fletchling.
Yeah, I think starting back in March, they fixed Community Day and stopped making it garbage.
Yeah.
Here's this Pokemon that's been out forever and no one really cares about. It's like, yeah. Oh, okay.
like one of the reasons I came back was because of the Snivy Community Day, because like I want to play in Snivy Community Day tomorrow as of recording, yesterday as of release.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited. I bought the $1 ticket because the $1 tickets are fun. It makes me feel like I beat Community Day. And that's the truth of it, right? You feel like you beat Community Day.
I guess. I feel like I won Community Day if I get at least 3 shinies.
Yeah.
That's reasonable. Yeah. I mean, it's also been nice outside, so I makes me want to go outside, and I want to do something when I'm outside.
I can't go outside to play Pokemon Go.
Well, I can't go outside to play Pokemon. I can. It might be different.
I can't.
Yeah, and you can't. I can. I live in America.
Exactly.
Where we don't believe in science.
Exactly. I guess I could say I'm taking a healthy walk, but then I'm obviously playing on my phone, which is stupid. So I'll just play on my couch. And then
that's fair.
Actually, starting from Monday, some of the restrictions in my regions are going to get lifted, which I'm sure just means that in like 3 weeks, they're going to get put on us again, because that's how science works. But
the other thing to consider is I think the U.S., for better or for worse, I don't know what this means, but like we've definitely been doing a really good job getting people vaccinated here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And we really, really haven't. And I say that with a big smile on my face so that I don't curse.
I just read a report either this morning or last night that something like 20% of people, adults in the U.S. are fully vaccinated now, which is really
That's good. Really great.
I read there's a stupid amount of elderly already vaccinated, too.
Yeah, it's like 20% of adults in the U.S. are vaccinated, and then 33% of adults have at least received one shot.
Cool.
So that's really good news. Really good news. So hopefully we can get back to some kind of normal. Though if we could have Pokemon Go Fest be like was last year again, I'd be super into that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like their Pokemon Day masterwork thing went relatively well.
Yeah.
They'll probably try to do that again for Pokemon Go Fest, and I'd be okay with that. I enjoyed it a lot.
I honestly think being able to not... I don't like the idea of having to travel a bajillion miles to go play Pokemon Go.
Right.
I don't like that idea for a lot of reasons. And
it's not worth the $1,000 in travel and boarding is to go play Pokemon Go for $20.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Pokemon that I have that aren't like the US regional Pokemon either came from events or because I went to Japan because I wanted to go to Japan. Mm-hmm. Not because I was just like, oh man, I can't wait to catch Pansage and go to Japan to go get Pansage. You know, it's Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a fun thing to do, like, while you are in a different location, but even then, like, what really sucks is there's not a lot of, like, variational difference across the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, there's New York, and then there's, like, the southern U.S. where you can find Corsola and Heracross or something like that.
Yeah, but that's, like, specifically Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if you go up towards the border of Canada, you find Pachirisu, maybe?
Yeah.
But you have to be, like, right up against the border.
Yeah, maybe. But who's going to North Dakota, right? Like, does anybody from the show listen from North Dakota? If you listen from North Dakota and you send an email in to the mailbag question this week, I will give you the Green Tauros badge by default. Like, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Because I don't know, what our listenership is if we have people from North Dakota. South Dakota doesn't count. South Dakota actually has a thing to look at. Two, if you really like Wild Drug.
I mean, at least it looks like their Galarian Mr. Mime event didn't work out well because they haven't tried to do Corsola yet. So I guess there's that. Because back in December, they tried to charge like $7 or $8 to get early access to
that.
Galarian Mr. Mime. And it's like, what? I'm not paying $8 for Galarian Mr. Mime and Mr. Rhyme. That's not worth it.
I think regionals are also kind of miffed up in Pokemon Go in general. Because of, like...
Yeah.
I think it would be really cool. And they could obviously do this because they already have location-based features where it's just like, oh, if you're in Hawaii, you can evolve your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Alolan form. Or you go to England and you can evolve your stuff into the Galarian form.
Mm.
At least have the option. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they should do that.
They should do that. But then since you obviously don't... Like, you can't force people to go to Hawaii... Then
you still do it the way they do it. You still handle it how they do it now, where they like have them in raids and stuff, and you can go get them.
Yeah, write you an executor. Exactly. I see all the time in raids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you should have an event where it's like, oh, if you evolve this Pokemon, it'll evolve into its Alolan form.
It would be cool if they had like special incense that's like flavored with something local to Hawaii or the UK.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you have that on, you can evolve like your Pokemon into that, the regional variant.
I mean, they already have that to some extent, right? With the magnetic lures and the grassy lures and the icy lures.
Exactly.
Have an Alolan and Galarian lure.
Yeah. Yeah. Have like an Alolan and a Galarian lure, and then we could all sit around and eat donuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that would be cool.
Malasada.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been having a good time getting back into it. I don't know that I could be like, yes, we should all be playing Pokemon Go and following Niantic's ways, but I've been having an okay time with it. I just wanted to let people know that I did it. I figured it was a nice intro story, a nice palate cleanser after the Beach Boys. So. We could have talked about the Royal Guardsmen today. That was the other choice. I feel like... but, all right, so... That's going to be the good place to end, I think. I'm sorry I didn't get to let you guys talk about what you've done in Pokemon lately, but I feel like okay. That was a fun
nothing, so it's fine.
I'm just camping. I'm camping Pokemon Center. Great Italy's coming soon. I can sense it. It's fine.
Ooh.
So with that said, let's kick it on over to the news. Let's cue that epic music.
Radio Tower, this just in.
And welcome to the news. In the news, there's absolutely nothing because it's spring, and this is what happens every spring.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to read verbatim what P. Mickey has written today. I guess they've run out of ideas. The wild area is promoting various Pokemon like Ditto and Centiscorch. There's no pattern here.
Literally none.
There hasn't even been an announcement on what it's supposed to be.
No, there
isn't. Don't even have a promoted Gigantamax. It's literally nothing. The only good thing is the Ditto.
I was going to say, Dittos are nice. Dittos are nice because 5-star Dittos means 5 IVs.
I did see Joe Merrick talk about this on Twitter, and he's just like, I don't know what's going on here. And then somebody's like, I think it's because Swish is over, and it's like this is the end game. And I believe this guy might be a little bit correct, but then Joe Merrick fought back on that. I think he drinks a lot of the Kool-Aid from TPCI. That's what I'll say.
He has the sort of respect that a guy whose livelihood depends on the Pokemon Company is probably going to have. He's aware of the Kool-Aid, but he still sips it from time to time.
I also think part of it is that he is just that genuinely excited about Pokemon all the time. Like, it doesn't feel fake.
Oh, no.
I think
never.
He is genuinely always excited.
He trusts them.
He trusts them a lot. Like, I've seen him on Twitter being like, oh, they're going to finish the National Dex or whatever in Pokemon before the end of the generation. And I'm just like, hold your breath there, bud.
yeah.
fair. That's fair. A little too much. That's a little too much there.
That's a bit optimistic.
I think the best case scenario is you probably get all of the Pokemon catchable within a few games, but they can only all go to home together and you can't send them all to like Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
That's what I think the best case scenario is.
That's why I'm excited to see what Smogon does. It's like,
I think you get two metas. I think you get two metas. I think you have a Sword and Shield meta, and I think you have like a BDSP meta. That's kind of like, let's go.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't want to harp on that too much. Well, tell us about this exciting news about things
exciting,
you can wear.
Exciting, amazing, huge, unbelievable news. Original Stitch
Switch
is
colors
releasing.
Already.
It's just fine.
It's fine. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. I was not pink. I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Again, this is huge news. And Original Stitch is releasing themed aprons. And so you can get like a Bulbasaur apron. And not a lot of the exciting ones because it's just a few counter Pokemon.
I also don't know that I need an apron from Original Stitch.
I don't know that
I need anything from Original Stitch. Everything is too expensive.
Okay, I will say that when I bought the shirt from Original Stitch and then I wore it, it definitely felt like a $100 shirt.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever owned a $100 shirt, so I don't know what that feels like.
I've only noticed this because like I started to lose, like once I started to lose weight, like all my clothes got super baggy. And so once you get something that is like quote unquote tailored or fits you better, like it just feels better.
Mm-hmm.
Like the material's really nice. It's just a nice shirt. I like it.
Cool.
I recommend their shirts. I don't know that I recommend aprons. Aprons are very weird. I don't need an apron. Also, aprons are like meant to get dirty, and that's the last thing I want to do with anything from Original Stitch.
Right?
That's the last thing I want to do. I really want to make sure that they stay clean. Yeah, yeah. The bandanas are a cool idea, though. The bandanas, I really like the idea of.
I like the idea of the face masks that they started doing. That's kind of cool,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. I don't really want an apron because there's not a scenario in which I wear an apron around the house to begin with. So there's always that.
Mm.
All right. Moving on. Pokemon Snap. Sigma, this is you.
Yeah. Pokemon Snap got a new trailer. Also, I guess the pre-download's available or is coming very soon because we know how big it is at 7.1 gigabytes. Not too bad.
No, that's not bad at all. Is the preload out yet?
It might be if we know the size.
Yeah.
Usually that comes with like the Japanese download cards releasing, which usually means that it's available for pre-download.
I need to buy that one for myself and two for all the people that won that contest a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know though, because this information was released in a trailer. So maybe the trailer just told you, oh, set aside this space on your card.
We also got to watch like a Frillish take a Magikarp down into the bottom of the ocean in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was a lot of Magikarp abuse going on in the trailer.
I'm okay with
it. I love it.
I hate it. Poor Magikarp.
So far, we've seen over 110 of the Pokemon in the game. I believe they said there's over 200.
So it's probably around half. It's like probably around half.
Yeah. Mm. And which includes Lugia now, too. So
really?
Yes. Yes. Yep. And you can photograph Lugia from underwater.
This is super hype.
Intro to Pokemon Silver. It's amazing.
Why is this just like making me... This game is like everything that like 2002 me wanted. Like that's what this feels like. Oh my gosh. You're absolutely correct, though.
And I don't know if that last part's... Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. And the game releases April 30th.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it comes out at the end of the month. I think P. McGee's going to stream that day. He's going to stream some gameplay of that. So it's going to be a good time. I'm very excited for that. It's going to be a good time. All right. Also, I'm not exactly sure what this is. Pre-orders have opened for the Alolan Raichu or the Alolan Pikachu pair on Pokemon Center.
Or for the anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every month has like a region, right? So...
Every month has a region, and the Pikachus are dressed in the outfits of the trainers for that region.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute. Okay, I see it. That is adorable.
And the important thing is it's pre-orders, so they don't sell out until they stop selling the pre-orders.
Cool.
Oh, I didn't realize I want June. A Snorunt sitting cutie. Oh my gosh. I didn't realize I wanted that until just now. Oh man, I want that. It's still in stock. I might buy it. I also didn't realize that they also have Gigantamax Meowth 65-inch plush. So it's just a body pillow.
It's glorious.
It's just a body pillow.
And super expensive.
I might buy that.
It's super expensive, I know. I'm telling you.
It's $300. It's not as expensive as Mareep. Mareep's made everything seem cheap, okay?
Appleton went back in stock. Life-size Appleton.
Ooh.
$80. That's also super expensive.
Ooh. $80 isn't that bad.
No.
So that is that is all of that news. In video game news this week, there's nothing. just absolutely nothing. But Pokemon Go news, there's some Pokemon Go news to talk about. And I'll let Sigma open with this first one.
Okay, sure. Rivals Week has started. It adds Skrelp and Clauncher to the game. One of these is more important to catch than the other because Skrelp takes 400 candies to evolve.
Yeah.
Clauncher's only 50.
Yeah.
One of them you will find during the event. Yeah, it goes from April 13th to the 18th. It increases spawns of Pokemon that have rivalries, like Sivipor and Zangoose, and Makuhita. Makuhita? Why is Makuhita?
Yeah, what? I'm confused. Makuhita's got a rivalry, okay?
Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan, and apparently it's a rival to Metatite? I don't.
Do those Pokemon have the ability rivalry? I don't think so.
No, they don't.
It's certainly, like, they certainly don't have a rivalry in the lore. What?
I don't know. I don't know why we aren't spawning, like, Durant and Heatmore. They've been worldwide before. They can come back.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm only seeing Durant's right now. Landorus Therian's going to be in 5-star raids. Get it so you can take a picture of it and move on in that stupid research.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Also, I hear it's a good Pokemon to have.
Really?
Battling in Pokemon Go confuses me. I do it because they if you hit level 20 or rank 20, you can get like Pokemon from like the 5-star raids. So like that's why I do it. And also they usually like throw in a Pokemon I don't have yet. Like I caught Galvantula the other day doing that. I didn't have Zebstrika yet, so like Zebstrika was there.
I'm going to guess that that's probably where Hawlucha gets put into the game.
Very possible, yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely like a little bit of strategy to it, but not entirely, and I don't trust their servers to actually tell you the truth. Like when you're battling an opponent, because like there's some times where like my opponent definitely didn't save up 3 charge attacks, but like 3 charge attacks come at me at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so like there's definitely like some server lag issues.
Iffy.
Yeah, so it's okay.
Speaking of Pokemon Go telling you the truth, there is now a quality of life improvement that tells you what Pokemon could hatch from the eggs in your inventory.
The way that's phrased.
It doesn't tell you the precise percentage yet. It tells you if something is more likely or less likely. But I guess that's at least a little bit more compliant to EU gambling laws.
I was going
to
say, because like saying it's a quality of life improvement is a nice way of putting it. They're complying with EU gambling laws.
It's more of a please keep us legal improvement. Yeah,
please don't sue us for breaking gambling laws.
Exactly.
We understand that this is just a loot box system.
Yeah.
That is what it is. It's okay, Pokemon. We still love you. But I think that's going to be it for the news this week. It's a short one this week. There's not much else to talk about. Hopefully we get some news soon. My guess is May.
My guess is nothing until Snap releases.
Yeah, that's May.
I don't even expect anything then. I expect it. If we're going to get stuff before E3, it's probably going to be at their little press conference.
Yeah, that's usually in May. Yeah. Like May, early
June.
End of May is when we'll get something big. Yeah. If they do another press conference, oh my gosh. I'm not looking forward to that.
Gosh.
All right.
Pokemon Sleep! It didn't die!
Nope, not talking about that.
Let's say Detective Pikachu 2 still exists.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, so that's going to be it for this segment. We are going to kick things on over to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge.
Oh, hi, and welcome to the Poke Quiz. The part of the show where we quiz our co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. I'm Mark, here to explain the rules. Our fabulous co-hosts will work as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions that fans have submitted on the Discord server. Each question is worth 1 point, with Pokedex and multiple answer questions worth more, for a total of 7 points. The hosts can use a free hint at any time. If they get all the answers correct and do not use the hint, they can cash it in for an 8th point.
And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. And thank you to Mark from the Dunsparce Gang for reading us that wonderful intro. So without further ado, guys, we've got the questions for you. Our first question this week is going to come from Gliscor Gamer. What is the only non-legendary Pokemon to have a base friendship of 0?
Wait, non-legendary?
Yeah.
I think it's Buneary.
Really?
Right. It's dumb, isn't it? That's why I know it is. Because it takes so much to evolve that stupid thing.
I had never heard of this, but I totally believe you.
Yeah, I think it's Buneary.
Buneary is correct. Buneary is also the only Pokemon that could learn frustration through level up. And Lopunny is the only Pokemon that could have learned Return via level up.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh,
isn't that cute?
Could,
yeah, character
could.
Development
could before those moves didn't exist. All right, so that's 1-for-1, guys. You're doing all right there. Next one is gonna come to you from Sari. When Pokemon Black and White released internationally on March 11th, 2011, what season was it in the game?
Autumn.
Yeah, probably, because they had to have December be winter, right?
It's always like January is spring, and then February is summer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like the
December has to be winter, right?
The seasons go through 3 cycles throughout the year, and it starts in January. So yep. It was full.
No, I'm good. Autumn, I'm agreeing. Whatever you want to say. I'm agreeing.
All right. Autumn is correct. Because each season only lasted 1 month. But you guys are just blowing through this. This is two for two.
I mean, Gen 5 is my thing.
That's true. This next one is your Pokedex entry question. So this week it's going to come from Shark Finnegan. Its Pokemon Shield entry states, its digestive processes convert the leaves it eats directly into electricity. An electric sac in its belly stores the electricity for later use. Who's that Pokemon?
Wait, the leaves it eats?
Yeah.
So it probably something like Galvantula?
So I'm between three things here. So I'm between Grubbin, Blitzel, and Joltik.
Is Blitzel in Shield?
Oh, it's in Shield? Well, no, Blitzel's gone. Grubbin is, though.
Grubbin is. So it's... Okay. A sack in its belly. Grubbin doesn't have much of a belly. But Grubbin certainly looks like it eats leaves. So I like the Grubbin idea, actually.
Joltik's a tick, so it probably eats blood.
Joltik eats electricity from other beings' bodies, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's a parasite. It's fine. Grubbin is a grub.
Yeah, so I actually like Grubbin.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, sure. Do you?
Grubbin, I'll take it, because the answer is Charger Bug. And I think having to defer between the two
is
dumb.
How is that thing getting off the ground to eat leaves?
eat leaves that are on the ground?
Yeah, because the second entry we have is from Ultra Sun. And it says, it buries itself in fallen leaves and barely moves, munching away on hummus. If you accidentally step on one, you'll get a shock.
Cool.
So the leaves are on the ground. All right. So you guys are, that's 2 points because you got on the first one. That's 4 for 3. So your next question has a possible total of 2 points. And it's going to come to you from Tubins. There are 3 answers. And we are going to go ahead and read it. It says, excluding Z moves and the partner Pikachu and Eevee moves, what 3 types did not have any moves removed in Gen 8? There are 3 types. I only need 2 of them. You'll get 1 point for each. 3 for bragging rights.
Okay, so it's not normal.
Yeah, no, not... maybe... Oh, do we have all the ghost mythicals? Maybe it's ghost?
Like, we kept all of the ghost moves in the Switch to Gen 8?
I think so. Because I know it's not dark, Pursuit's gone thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure we got rid of some of the worst water moves in the game, so that's cool.
Yes. I think we definitely lost some bug ones.
Maybe we lost some bug ones.
I feel like we lost, like, Infestation. Is Infestation still there? I don't think it is.
I think it is.
Okay.
It's still a thing.
Okay, so I don't think we lost any fairy-type moves, because there wasn't a lot of them to begin with.
I think that's probably correct, because we got all of the...
I'll need you to lock each of these in, and then also you get, like, 2 wrong answers.
Okay, do you want to start by locking in either ghost or fairy?
Yeah, we can try ghost.
Okay, let's lock in ghost.
Ghost is incorrect. That's first strike.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. Do you want to try fairy?
We can try fairy.
Okay, we're locking in fairy.
Fairy is correct. That is 1 point.
Cool. Okay, what about dragon? Dragon tail is still there.
Like, what I'm trying to think of is, like, mythical Pokemon that we're getting rid of. Like, I don't think Psycho Boost is still in the game because Deoxys isn't there.
That's fair.
Things like that.
Yes.
So Psychic wouldn't be it. Same with Grass. Seed Flare wouldn't be in the game, so.
Mm-hmm.
Grass is gone.
Vicreate is gone.
Victini's in the game.
Victini's in the game. Does it still have Vicreate? Yes, it does. Yes.
Yeah, it actually gets it by level up now.
Okay, cool. Huh.
Thank God for that, by the way.
Right?
Yes.
It took too long for that.
It was stupid. I still like Dragon.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to lock in Dragon?
Yeah.
Okay. We're locking in dragon.
Dragon is unfortunately incorrect, and that is where we're going to end it then. That's your two wrong answers. So the correct answers are fairy, rock, and poison.
Oh.
So I've got examples of each type that is for the moves that were removed. I think some of them that you gave are better than some of these examples. I think these are all provided by Liger, so I give him whatever I can. So obviously normal because of like return, assist, frustration, hidden power.
Hidden power.
Yeah.
Judgment.
Yeah. There's like a bajillion moves. Bug, we don't have Twin Needle because Beedrill's not in the game.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Fire, Flame Burst isn't in the game. Mm-hmm. Psycho okay Boost is a better example, but Barrier's also out of the game.
Okay.
I don't care. It was replaced by Iron Defense.
Bone Club is out of the game, so Ground's out of there. Bubble is no longer in the game, so there goes Water. Dragon Rage is no longer in the game.
Oh.
Pursuit, no longer in the game, so there goes Dark type. Grass, Seed Flare is a good answer, but also Needle Arm is another good answer. Most of these are just like, here are Pokemon that used to have signature moves that still are not in the game. Fighting, Karate Chop.
Pretty much.
Electric, no longer do we have Ion Deluge. Ice, we no longer have Ice Ball, which is surprising. That's a weird one to remove. And Steel, we no longer have Magnet Bomb. Flying, and this one makes me hurt the most just because I remember it as a kid. We no longer have Mirror Move.
That's probably for the best.
I still like it as like, I don't know.
With max moves, that's probably for the best.
Oh, yes, probably. Well, you just make it like max flying with like base nothing power. And then the ghost type move that was missing is Nightmare.
In the game. Why? I guess it's a percentage based move and they wanted to get rid of those, maybe.
I don't know.
Dynamax reasons?
You just make him not work. Like the Oko moves. That's all you do. That's all there is to this, right? Like
weird.
All right, but that gives you guys 1 point for that. So you guys are 5 for 4. You guys can go for 7 here if you don't use your hint. Mm-hmm. You do have the base stat question, as always, here to round things out. So the base stat question this week is going to come from Spike. What fully evolved Dragon type Pokemon has the lowest base special defense? I'm also told not single stage or legendary / UB in the question, and I don't know why. Stage would also be fully evolved, but that's part of the definition, but that's what I'm saying. I'm just gonna go with what I've written.
A lot of them have like super high special defense, right?
Yeah.
So Noivern comes to mind.
Noivern actually though is decent on the special side, isn't he? Like
it's weird because I know it's not a pseudo, right? So it's already got lower than most.
Fair.
I guess it's probably competing with Kingdra with like 85 or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Cause Kingdra's baseline is like 85 all the way down or something like that. It's dumb. But Noivern comes to mind. Because I know Altaria is bulky as all get out.
Komodo is bulky, right?
Komodo is bulky because it doesn't have... like, its speed is 85 and it's considered weak. But it can be mixed. But it's also a pseudo, so it's got, like, well-rounded stats.
Altaria has decent bulk, but more physical, I believe? Maybe?
No, I think Altaria is like special defense bulky.
No, Dragonite has a guard.
Yeah, I want to say Dragonite has a pretty high special defense. Salamence might be a little low.
Salamence may be low, actually, yes.
I think Alolan Exeggutor is higher than Kingdra, probably.
That sounds fair.
Because it's slow, so stats have to go somewhere.
Do you want to use the hint?
Yeah, we can use the hint.
So this is a dual type dragon type. So he's got another type.
So it's not Gudra. Cool.
Gudra's special defense is very high.
It's super high, exactly.
It was never in the conversation. Ironic. We're just saying that's the one mono dragon.
This is I don't want, if I give you any more, it's gonna give it away.
Oh, it's going to be Flapple, isn't it?
No, it's not Flapple. I will tell you it's not Flapple. this Pokemon has less special defense than Flapple.
Wow.
Let me see if I can give you some... I'll give you the rest of its base stats that aren't special defense.
Okay.
And we can use that. Or maybe a couple of its base stats. I'll give you a couple of its base stats. So this Pokemon's base attack stat is 121. Its base defense is 119. Its base special attack is 69. Its base speed is 71. And its base HP is 82.
Base speed is 71.
Yeah, and one of the abilities it can get is Strong Jaw.
Oh, I know what it is. It's Tyrantrum.
Yep. Okay, yep.
Tyrantrum is correct. So you guys got 6 points altogether, plus one for getting everything correct. Oh, wait, no, you used the hint. Never mind. You got...
No, we used the hint.
You got 6 points altogether.
I'm cool with that.
I think it was good that we used it.
Yeah. And you... So, yeah, the answer is Tyrantrum. It's got a base special defense of 59. The other contenders... Flapple is next with the lowest, with a base special defense of 60. Haxorus with a base special defense of 70. And then both Dragapult and Alolan Exeggutor with 75.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lower than I expected on Alolan Exeggutor. Poor
Alolan Exeggutor being useless. All right. So that is going to be it. You guys got 6 points there. We'll go ahead and add that in. That does change up the standings, I believe. In first place, you've got Whimsicott with 15 points. In second place, you have Sigma with 12 points. And then in third place, you've got Claude with 9 points. And then tied for fourth, you've got P. Mickey and Jushiro with 6. It's still anybody's game, and we've got plenty more weeks to go. Catch who will ever win on the next episode of the Puckle's Pokey Quiz. Yeah. We're going to kick it on over now, guys, to the topic. Hey guys, make sure to check out the Puckle YouTube this week and see if you can catch our Soul Silver Puckle Plays Nuzlocke, where we're going to play Soul Silver and we're going to Nuzlocke it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you head on over to youtube.com/PucklePodcast. And welcome to the topic. Our topic today is going to be inspired by Bulbapedia, of all places. They asked a question this week saying, if you could add a second type to any single type Pokemon, what would it be? And I think that is just a wonderful discussion to be had, and we should definitely go for it.
My first argument is going to be in favor of fairness towards this poor creature and lore. And it is, Golduck should be a psychic type.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I'm following.
Yeah, Golduck I agree with. I don't agree with Psyduck.
No, exactly. Psyduck suffers the headaches so that it can evolve into a psychic type. There's justice in the world.
Yeah, I can see why they don't exist. Why it doesn't have it. Mostly just because of, like...
Gen 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, Gen 1 psychic types were broken.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Did we need more?
Yeah.
Did Starmie need psychic type?
Yeah,
no,
right?
Not really.
I don't know why Starmie got psychic type. I feel like it would have been cooler to give it some other type. You know how cool it would be to have taken away its psychic type, like they took away Whimsicott's flying type, and give it fairy type? I would have been happier with that.
Shut up.
But I think like something like that would have been cool. Like, I think fairy type fits Starmie better than psychic.
Yes.
Even rock type for Starmie would be cool.
Oh, right? That would be cool.
No, with speed. With speed, it would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it didn't have a speed stat, I would not advocate for a water rock typing on anything.
I'm not like a huge fan of that, but I don't know.
Stab power gem? I'm a sucker for stab
power gem. Stab power gem.
Yeah.
I don't know that a lot of people get stab power gem.
I think it's Nihiligo.
I think
Minior.
So. Minior does get it. Yeah, that's true. I still think Rapidash should have gotten fairy or something. I want a fairy fire type so bad.
Yeah.
If you're going to add it to somebody, I feel like Rapidash should have gotten it. I feel like that's the one you could get away with that. And they kind of answered it with the Galarian Rapidash, obviously. Where there's like, also
then,
a fairy type.
Like, you have another item on my list, which is why Galarian Ponyta is not fairy to begin with.
I don't...
It's so stupid.
I would much rather have seen Galarian Ponyta be fairy and then evolve into fairy psychic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would have liked that. I think that's a better way for that Pokemon to go.
Absolutely.
I agree.
All right. That's what I, that's absolutely what I think. Yeah. I don't know. Sigma, you got any good ones?
Yeah. I guess on the ferry train, what about Blossom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yes. Mm-hmm.
It gets Moonblast.
It would have. It gets Moonblast. It would be a good foil to Vileplume being the grass poison type.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Oh my gosh.
And it's shiny's pink.
Velocim's such like a wasted opportunity. I don't think they went back enough when they were retconning fairy type in and added it to enough things. Yeah. I honestly don't.
And it's not like Blossom would have broken anything. No, it's a Blossom.
It's a Blossom.
yeah.
I absolutely agree with that sentiment. Yes.
It's like there are certain Pokemon that adding fairy type to probably would have broken.
Yeah.
Oh,
Blossom
yeah.
is not one of them. Right?
Definitely not.
Mm-hmm. Like fairy type on Blissey probably would have been too much.
Ooh, yes.
Probably.
But terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible idea.
It's like they went to the pink blobs of Gen 1 and were like, you get to be fairy normal, you get to be pure fairy, and you get to stay normal. And,
yes.
Yeah, probably the correct option for Blissey.
Anyway.
Blissey absolutely stays normal. I don't think you change that type whatsoever. Because I could, like, no. Clefable's already bad enough as it is. And I could only imagine, like, if Blissey was fairy, that would just be terrible.
Gosh, yeah. Right. Clefable in Gen 6 was a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah. It still is. Clefable doesn't make things a lot better at all.
I mean, it's still strong, but I don't think it's as much of a pain as it used to be. Just because, like, you don't get the, like the moves carried on from the previous generations anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes and no.
When Smogon gets rid of
that. I hope Smogon does. I would love a ladder where it's, like, battle ready.
Mm.
Or it's battle ready. Man, Blossom's such a good idea, though.
yeah.
So
you know
sad.
Who else needs like a good second type? Donphan. I don't know what type. I don't know what type it would be. Like, maybe like steel, or something like that.
I like steel.
Steel would be cool for like a car.
Yeah, I honestly think Donphan should.
And it's plated. Yeah,
because like Donphan's
so
underwhelming.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a tank. So
Like the way I could see it rolling, mm-hmm. like is, part of me is just like thinking about like the competitive, like did we break something button, and I look at Donphan and I go, well, if you give it steel type, like who cares? It's just you're not, I mean, you didn't break anything.
Turns out that's a common thing when you're looking at Gen 2 Pokemon.
Yeah, Gen 2 yeah. Pokemon are very easy to not break.
Yeah.
It's like, hello, Octillery. How are you today?
Exactly.
Would you like an electric?
There is like a really good thing I read where, well, not read, but, oh no, I guess it was from Pokemon Challenges. He was talking about why he doesn't like Gold and Silver and HeartGold Soul Silver. And his explanation was that it's not really Gen 2.
It's Gen 1.5.
Gen 1.5?
Yeah, because you play through most of the game and you're catching Gen 1 Pokemon anyway, because a lot of the Gen 2 Pokemon are hidden until the post game.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, you get some new Pokemon, but you're not getting a lot of them. You're playing with some of the boring ones.
Like Sunkern.
Yeah.
Sunkern.
So many of them aren't even good until you reach like Gen 4 where they can evolve.
And some of them are just not good at all. Ever.
Sunflora should have gotten fire type.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
That would have been really cool.
Mm-mm.
Man, that would have changed Gen 2 entirely. Just like that one change. Now that I'm thinking about it, you just have Sunkern and then it evolves into like a fire grass. And you're just like, this is so cool. And then you could actually use it because there's barely any fire types around in that game, unless you want to play with like Slugma.
It's like, don't you like hunting for Magmar?
Yeah, you could have Magmar. I wish they would have played more in Gen 2, and honestly, any Gen before Gen 5. I wish they would have leaned into the baby Pokemon a little bit more.
Mm.
Like Gen 5 did it really well, I thought, in Black and White 2. Yeah, like, hey, you're catching Elekids, and then, hey, you're catching Magbees, stuff like that.
They look Riolu.
Yeah, and hey, there's a really Riolu, catch that. I think that's a really, really good way to use them, because I would argue that some Pokemon like Magmar and Electabuzz are just, like, really strong at the get-go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once you're at level 30,
it makes sense.
It's like, yeah, they're on pace.
Yeah,
they're on pace.
It makes sense.
On pace for what you're using.
So I absolutely enjoy some baby Pokemon as, like, good, like, entry points.
Not the Gen 4 ones, though.
Those Gen 4, okay. I think any baby Pokemon that exists after Gen 2 is unnecessary and dumb. With the exception of Why Not. I think Why Not's fun.
A couple of them are super cute. Like, Chingling is super cute.
Chingling's unnecessary.
Oh.
It's not necessary, but it's cute.
Is Chimico on your list of Pokemon that need other types?
Yes.
As it should be. What type did you put for Chimaku?
Steel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Steel, flying would work too.
Flying would be like okay. That. Yeah. I like psychic steel. It could have been like a budget Metagross at the time.
It's like budget Jirachi, the same way that Carbink is budget.
Budget Deoncy. Yeah. Yeah. Grumpig and Spoink as well like could that. Have like gotten. Well, maybe Grumpig. Grumpig could have gotten like dark type.
Or ground. Ground
psychic. No.
It could be a muddy pig. Make him a muddy pig.
No, I like the idea of dark type. I like the, because like Grumpig's supposed to be like kind of evilish, maybe.
I mean, alternatively, you could give Spoink a new better evolution.
Whoa. Okay. To be fair, the weaker part of that evolution change is in fact Grumpig. But Spoink is a perfect idea. And yeah, it's literally Grumpig's listed. His category is the manipulate Pokemon.
Ooh.
That sounds like a dark
type. How did
type.
He not get dark typing? Like, I don't know. How did he get out of that? He could have been the OG psychic dark type before Inkay and Malamar.
Maybe they didn't want to waste such a cool typing on such a dumb Pokemon. Sorry to anyone who likes it.
I would argue that sometimes cool dual type combinations are what make a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, I would say there's some Pokemon that would not be used at all if it weren't for their type combination.
Yeah, but the design is still very...
I like Grumpig. I like Grumpig. I like Spoink and Grumpig. I think they are underrated. I think they are absolutely underrated Pokemon. I want to get the Spoink sitting cutie plush, but it's out of stock, unfortunately. But
didn't it go back
if
in
it's
stock?
In stock, I'm putting it in my cart right now.
A bunch of them went in stock like yesterday.
Oh, it is. Oh my gosh. Okay, it's in my cart now. Okay, we should keep going while Thatch is shopping.
Yes.
So how about Glalie? Glalie could have used a dark type too.
Yeah.
You got Frostlass over there. Frostlass is sitting there with its ice ghost type. Glalie is a demon head.
Fair.
It's just pure ice.
At least the Mega Evolution should have been dark type.
Yeah, Glalie with dark type would have been cool. Like to counteract like the Frostlass ghost. That would have been cool.
Or Ice Fire, that would have been cool.
Yeah, okay. Whoa. Okay, everybody would use Glalie then, just because it's a cool type combo. It's not a good type combo, but it's a fun type. It's a
no,
cool type.
It's cool.
It's not good. I can't.
Exactly.
Now Glalie can wear its boots.
Ice Fire is like literally the... That's such a bad typing on so many levels. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But it sounds cool.
It does.
Like, it's such a cool concept for a Pokemon, but at the same time, I'm just sitting there like, wait, we have an Ice Fire.
Galarian, Darmanitan, Zen mode?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work to get to.
That is. Zen mode, Galarian, Darmanitan was such a good idea in concept and so poorly executed.
I don't think I've actually ever seen one.
It's not bad. It's just the fact that Guerrilla Tactics is better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem. It's you made the other ability too good.
Well, the problem with OG Darmanitan is they're just like, oh, half the time you should be using physical moves and half the time you should be using special moves.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, original Zen mode was an issue.
OG Zen mode was really bad.
New Zen mode, it's like, that's fine.
I agree. I would agree with all of this.
But also, Mega Absol should have been fairy type.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
100%.
I agree.
It's not in the game anymore.
Hard agree.
It should have been.
Hard agree.
It should have been fairy type.
Megas need to make a comeback in general. Megas are a good way to like answer the issues that we're speaking of right now. That's what I believe wholeheartedly. We need more Megas. More Mega Pokemon, please. I don't know. Let me... I just had the list of, like, Monotype Pokemon pulled up, and I was going through them. we need more Firefighting starters. I think Typhlosion should have been Fighting Type.
Give him a little, like, a little band above.
You know what? Electivire could have been Fighting Type. Electivire could have been Fighting.
Karate Kid Typhlosion. That's so cute.
I think Electivire could have been Fighting Type. I would have been into that.
He could have been. I wouldn't have been against that.
I think he should be. He should have gotten Close Combat in Gen 8 like everything else did. but we gotta do my boy dirty. You know, he can never be happy. He got done so dirty. Poor Electivire.
No, you get to live on Cross Chop and Low Kick.
Cross Chop. Poor Cross Chop. I feel so bad for Electivire. Yeah, right? Electivire is so sad.
The same way,
that's
I think.
Electivire's existence.
I wish we would have gotten more like dual type like trios. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just in general. Like we always get something like the Reggies where it's like here's one type of each, or like the legendary dogs where it's like one type each. The legendary birds like are an exception because they just all got flying slapped onto it.
Yeah.
I mean, same with the Swords of Justice. Yeah. They're all fighting types. Yeah. I like those.
No, those are cool.
Same with
those
the Taku being all fairy.
No.
Those are really cool.
No, that's the kind of stuff I want more of. Like we haven't had trios or like sets in a very long time in general though. Like
you mean Alola?
Okay, so you had them in Alola, but you didn't have them in Gen 6. You didn't have them in Gen 8.
We have the birds. And the birds are actually really cool.
The Galarian birds are cool, and they were done very well. They paid so much attention to competitive this time around. I have to give them applause for that.
It's a little sad that Articuno is somehow the worst one.
I'm also
okay with it.
Again, yes.
Like, it's not bad. It's just not as good.
It's the worst one again. Because at least two of them are okay now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the sad thing for Galarian Zapdos is that
Zapdos is better. Yeah.
I mean, Zapdos is better than like 80% of other Pokemon.
Yes. So.
Yeah. It's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
Poor Emolga having to share a typing with you.
I mean, Emolga's just like a Pikachu clone.
Yes.
So its job is being cute.
I'm a big fan of what they did in Gen 6, and they're just like, everybody gets normal type partially.
Yeah.
No.
And so like, I feel like there's a lot of normal types that could have been like, hey, here's a second typing can have.
Like Heliolisk could have been a dragon.
Well, no, I mean, I don't mind Heliolisk being normal water or normal electric. I think that's an interesting typing. One that like semi-nerfs goes, but not really. Because it turns out that none of these Pokemon ended up being like that good.
Yeah.
Heliolisk was probably the best of them.
Heliolisk is the best of them.
It was super interesting.
It's better than... there was a grass normal. Who is the grass normal?
There is no grass normal.
That was Deerling, the generation.
That's it. Exactly. That's it. That's right. No, Go-Goat should have been normal. That would have been cool.
Otherwise, Go-Goat would have been.
Yeah, probably.
Go-Goat.
And then you have Pyroar, and then,
I feel like that's really interesting to do, though. Like, we have normal water in Bibarel, but I think it'd be really cool to get some, like, normal type combos rolling. Like, do we have a normal fighting type? I don't think we have a normal fighting type, right?
No.
I mean, Meloetta exists.
Yeah, Meloetta Pirouette form.
Okay, but that's not a real Pokemon. That's not a real Pokemon. I don't know. Cute.
Maybe you make Kariyama normal fighting.
It's Furfru fine. Could have been normal fairy. Then it would have been interesting.
Furfru could have had a different type based on its.
Oh no! That sounds fun.
And still wouldn't have been used.
I think that would have been cute though. That would have made it. That's like the push I would have needed to like actually try to collect all of the haircuts.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, these are different. And then Furfru has like weird like move that changes with its haircut.
Like Rotom.
Yeah. Well, not like Rotom. I'm thinking more
Arceus.
Silvally. That's the best.
Yes.
I want Furfru to now just be like super budget Silvally.
I like that.
Wouldn't it be more of an Oricorio?
Yeah, more of an Oricorio. That's like, yeah, I think that's true. More like an Oricorio with Revelation Dance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Furfru has too many forms to make that happen. Furfru's got like a...
It has like, what, six?
I think it's 12.
Ten total. You have natural Furfru, heart trim, star trim, diamond trim, debutante trim.
Okay.
Matron trim, dandy. Do-do-do-do-do. Song by the Herman's Hermits, by the way. Lorraine trim, Kabuki trim, and Pharaoh trim.
Wow.
Each of them are colored in such a way that you could probably make it a different type. Because, like, the pink one, I guess there's two pink ones. But you can...
Yeah, but one can be psychic and one can be fairy.
Yeah. Then you got, like, three different...
Pharaoh should be ghost.
Pharaoh's blue, though, so it should be ghost.
I don't care.
It should be ghost. But then you have, like, two blue ones. One could be water and one could be ice.
Flying eyes.
Debutante's like an eggshell color. I don't even know what you make that. I don't know what you make eggshell.
Maybe you make that one the ice one? Ooh. I don't know.
Yeah. Or ground. I like ground for
I don't like doing TPCI's job for them. They can they can come and fix it themselves. That's what they should do. They need to fix it. Guys, we gave you the ideas. We're just here these are free. These are just free ideas. Just come.
I mean, if they want to hire us, I won't say no.
I would absolutely say I would not say no to being a consultant for TPCI to give to fix all of their issues. Just let me in there so I can tell you how to make all of your fans happy. I promise to help you. If they would have had like slightly different base stats, maybe Furfru's base stats actually aren't terrible. Good for you, Furfru.
No, and it has double defense.
Yeah. Good for you, Furfru.
There's a reason that one double battle with two Furfrus like destroys pretty much every single Nuzlocke of Gen 6.
Yeah. Good for you, Furfru. You're doing all right.
That's okay. There's also the Absol to destroy.
Yes, the Absol with super luck and slash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gosh.
Yes, there is. All right. I guess this is a good place to stop. There's a lot of these, though. We got to save some of them for the mailbag for next week.
Right. True.
Email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com, letting us know what single type Pokemon you think should get another type and what is it. Also, if you're from North Dakota and you email in, I'll give you the green tourist badge because I need to prove that North Dakota is a real place and to myself. So please do. Like, I'm being completely honest. We will become BFFs. So on that note, we are going to take a short break and we're going to be right back at you with the Pokemon of the episode. So we will catch you on the flip flop.
Pokemon of the episode.
And welcome to the Pokemon of the episode. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 384, Rayquaza, the Sky High Pokemon.
Rayquaza is said to have lived for hundreds of millions of years. Legends remain how it put to rest the clash between Kyogre and Groudon.
The Sky High Pokemon is just a really bad category.
Hundreds of millions? That's a lot.
Yeah, hundreds of millions.
Well, the Alpha Sapphire Dex entry was about how it ate meteoroids to Mega Evolve, so.
Oh, poor guy.
Meteor!
All the Minioars are dead.
That literally happens in the anime, by the way, if I'm not mistaken.
It does.
Gosh.
Legends remain of how to put... It's too good. So Rayquaza is the Sky High Pokemon, so it knows Kurt Russell. And it has decent base stats, obviously, because it's a Rayquaza. So base 105 HP, bulky-ish. 150 attack, 90 defense, 150 special attack. 150 special attack's pretty good. 90 special defense, and then 95 speed. 95 speed's kind of meh.
It's better than a lot of the 90 base speed ones, but nowadays we have Zacian, so who cares?
So, like, in Gen 3, I'll say 95 base speed's where it's at. And then
in Gen 5, 95 base speed was pretty good, too.
Gen 4 is when they just, like, gave everything 95 base speed. They just pointed at every new Pokemon. They're like, you get 95 base speed. You get 95 base speed. And then 95 base speed became a thing, and then 100 became the benchmark. So it's
Well, no. For the longest time, it's like, are you faster than Garchomp? If not, you're
102. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. 102 is the number. 102 is the
number. Then they banned Garchomp. Okay. They banned Garchomp.
And Flygon had its one day in the sun.
No, it didn't.
Exactly. One day.
Nobody played
this
Flygon.
Is like Garchomp. No, it's not.
No. Oh, it's just Garchomp, except worse in every possible way.
It has Dragon Dance. It can't be that bad.
It didn't have Dragon Dance at the time.
It didn't have it. It got it in Gen 7.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Okay, so we do have a team this week with Rayquaza. This is a doubles team, so you can play in the PFTT if you want. Maybe I'll do that with my Amash this week. And so you've got a Rayquaza this week with a Life Orb running Airlock because that's the only ability it gets. 68 HP, 220 special attack, 220 speed. Very weird stat spread. 220 must get it just outspeeding. Like, it's a modest
base
nature.
Base 90s.
It's going to be low. Well, base 90s that aren't invested in, that aren't like speed boosting natures.
It might just outspeed Adamant. It might outspeed Adamant Landorus Tease.
That sounds about right. With Hurricane, Flamethrower, Earth Power, and Protect. This is like, this is like really underwhelming. Where's the gimmick?
Yeah.
Where's the gimmick?
You go big, you click Max Airstream, and then like something else on your team's going.
That's all there is. This is the most underwhelming legendary that we've done in the past couple months for these series.
It was actually supposed to be something else, and they recorded this episode first. So,
there's also Incineroar because this is doubles.
Mm-mm.
With an Eopapa Berry, because this is an Incineroar in doubles. Running Intimidate, because once again, this is Incineroar and doubles. 252 HP, 20 defense, 236 special defense, careful nature, flare blitz, snarl, parting shot, and fake out to nobody's surprise. Nobody is surprised by Incineroar. This is very upsetting.
It's Incineroar. Who would have guessed?
Yeah, right?
It's only like the best VGC Pokemon to ever exist.
It's so annoying. I hate that it's so good.
I hate that they let it in so early.
Right? I hated that so much. When they're just like, Home's out, you can use Incineroar now.
It's like, no, you should have let Incineroar come back when Blaziken did and let Blaziken come back early.
Yes.
So sad.
I wish they would have at least waited for like Isle of Armor to do it.
And they gave it Parting Shot. Like,
oh. Yeah. Ugh. They made it better. It's very upsetting. Moving on, though, we've got more things to complain about.
Yeah, we've got a Choice Band Rillaboom with Grassy Surge, and it's a Gigantamax, because if you're running a Rillaboom, it should be Gigantamax, because it sets its own terrain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's always better. We have 188 EVs and HP, max attack, and 68 speed. I don't know. Rillaboom speed tiers are weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyways, we have Grassy Glide, because you're a Rillaboom, because you always Grassy Glide on a Rillaboom, right?
Do other Pokemon get Grassy Glide?
Leafeon does.
Do other good Pokemon get Grassy Glide?
Oh, come on, Thatch. I beat you with a Leafeon. You can't say anything bad about one. You know, you can. Still a Leafeon, but...
Do any good Pokemon get Grassy Glide? I don't... I think Tapu Bulu gets it.
No, it doesn't. That's why I use Rillabooms.
What?
Okay, Grookey gets it, because Grookey uses it in Little Cup.
Grookey and Thwacky also get it?
The main issue with Grassy Glide is that means you also have to have a Rillaboom or
How do they not give it to Tapu Bulu? I am sick.
They didn't give any of the... Well, they didn't give Psychic Surge to Layla either, so they just were like, no.
Oh, you mean Expanding Force? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I still would have been good. Delmise got it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but yeah, the main issue is... Other Pokemon get it, but they don't set their own grassy terrain, so...
The Pokemon that got it are actually, like, there's a lot, like,
There are a lot of them, but they don't set grassy terrain.
None of them set grassy terrain, no.
So you always have to run it with the Rillaboom anyway, so just keep it to Rillaboom.
And then you run in two grass types, and so you're just asking.
Okay, so there are some non-grass types that get it. They are very few and far between, and the answer... And that is because there's only one, and I miscounted. No, there's two.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Comfey.
Okay, yeah.
Which isn't attacking. So Comfey is never attacking unless it's a Draining Kiss into an Urshifu.
And Sirfetch'd gets it if you ever want a gimmick.
But you have Leaf Blade, which has 100% crit rate.
Yeah, you already have a Grass-type gimmick.
Yeah, yep. But he also has like a base, 60 speed? It's just Sirfetch'd. 65.
Fair, so... But then Grassy Glide is not stab, so what are you really doing with it?
Yeah, I know. And you only have a 50% chance of crit, so I'm like, mm-hmm.
Speaking of Pokemon that could, dual type or single type Pokemon that could use a second type, looking at you, Sirfetch'd.
Oh, I guess we should finish off the relevant attacks. U-turn if you want to get out of there, because they're probably going to change your terrain. Woodhammer in case you think they're going to change your terrain. And Knock Off, because sometimes there's an Eviolite you need to get rid of.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Porygon 2, and Dusclops. Get out of here.
Very true.
Next up, we have a Sash Regieleki. A little bit of HP, max to special attack, max speed, timid nature, so we are the fastest thing alive.
So you can outspeed those other Regieleki.
Exactly.
Or speed tie them. It's fine. I mean, you outspeed a lot of things under Tailwind if you're a Regieleki.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no Tailwind on this team.
Scarf things. You outspeed.
No, no. I mean, they're Tailwind. You're still outspeed.
But you still outspeed them. Yes.
Because you're Regieleki.
Yesterday, I was training for the PFTT, and Colossal got a steam engine boost. Still outspeed.
Yep. That sounds about right. Oh. Anyways. We have Protect and three electric moves because we're Regieleki, and that's what we do. We have Electroweb, Volt Switch, and Thunderbolt.
Although I have seen things on the internet, and someone has found out that Regieleki gets coverage if you run it physical. It's as hilarious as you.
It gets acrobatics.
It gets like something like assurance or some other dark type move. I don't remember. It's stupid.
I don't know. You're either running electric moves or you're running screens. One of the two.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, Regieleki.
Okay. I'm going to bring this team home. Next is Sylveon, who's going to scream at you with all that it's got. It's holding a throat spray. It's got Pixelate, a Mother's Nature, a very specific spread that I don't know what it does. 220 HP, 180 defense, 76 special attack, 4 special defense, and 28 speed. It's got Hyper Voice, Helping Hand, Mystical Fire, and Protect. The set is pretty standard as far as moves go. The EVs, I wish I could tell you what they do.
It's the 28 speed. The 28 speed's got to be doing something.
It probably outspeeds.
It's base 60. So
yeah, it's base 60, so maybe outspeeds like uninvested base 65s. Are there any of those going around?
Don't know the answer to that. Sirfetch'd.
Maybe it's outspeeding like Lapras, maybe?
Ooh, that's probably it. It's probably Lapras.
Could be.
Like uninvested speed Lapras?
That's a weird thing for it to spec for, though. But.
Or Tyranitar's with like one speed investment.
Tyranitar. I think Tyranitar is the answer.
Yeah, that's fair. And this is my absolute favorite thing I've ever seen. Ladies, gentlemen, and honorable people, a specially defensive Kartana. It's got Assault Fest, 156 HP, 100 special defense, and max speed. With a jolly nature, its moves are Leaf Blade, Sacred Sword, Smart Strike, and Aerial Ace. And it's a specially defensive Kartana. I can't get over this. It's insane, and it's hilarious, and apparently it's so, like, you can survive one move from Kyogre and then destroy it, but specially defensive Kartana. Did you ever thought you would see the day? Like, did you ever think? It's amazing.
It's waterproof paper, it's fine. Or water-resistant. Water-resistant paper.
Water-resistant paper. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So this is a fun team. I might try it out. I might use it this week for my match and just see what happens. So it's a lot of fun. If you want to try it, you can grab the rental team over on our Discord server. So please do if you haven't already. Check it out. And I guess we're going to kick it on over, though, to the mailbag.
It's mail time! Send in your emails!
And welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag, as always, is brought to you by the fictional energy drink Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Oops.
And as always, we'll give the Green Tauros badge to anybody we deem worthy, especially those of you from North Dakota. And it gives you access to like a cool separate Discord channel on our Discord, and you can hang out. But if you spark good conversation, we will give you the Green Tauros badge. Last week we asked you guys what Pokemon was legendary that or wasn't legendary that you thought was when you first played the games. And I think that's a fun topic, and I'm very excited to see what you all had to say. There were a lot of emails this week, unlike last week. So unfortunately, if you sent it in, there's no guarantee that it gets read this week, but it will be on the unread emails portion of the server, and maybe I'll remember to do an extended mailbag this week. All right. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Our first one's going to be from Lil Mac.
I've got this one. Lil Mac says, "Hello, Thatch and crew. My name is Lil Mac in the Discord server, and I am fairly new to the Puggle group. Well, welcome."
Welcome. One of us. One of us.
Yeah. One of us. "My real name is Adam, though, so feel free to call me that if you see me in the server." Okay, that's cute. Thank you. "I have loved being part of it, though, and everyone is very welcoming and kind." Oh, that's what you like to hear.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's really what you like to hear.
Even
Moving
Shamu.
On to the topic, Shamu has a very special way of showing you that he loves you.
That's true. That's very true.
But, yes.
I love Shamu.
I love him too. Moving on to the topic of what Pokemon did I think was legendary and isn't. Given my age, I'm only 19 going on 20 this month. Oh, God, we've hit I could be their mother territory.
No, let's not talk about that.
yeah. You could not be his father. I could be his mother. But anyway, I was only about 5 or 6 years old when Pokemon Diamond and Pearl came out. Because of this, there were a lot of Pokemon that I used to think were legendary, but aren't. A couple very obvious ones for me was Darkrai and Shaymin. Well, you know, they're mythical, so they're almost legendary. That's fair.
I mean, I wouldn't be upset if you called them legendary.
Exactly. No, not at all. Like, in Japan, there's no difference, apparently. So
I think it's fair. I think they made the distinction now, ever since they made the distinction in the US.
Yeah.
Like, they made it very clear, but I completely understand.
Oh, or was, like, were they always distinct in Japan and then...
No, I think it's the opposite. We talked about this last week and I already forgot.
Same.
Didn't they used to be called, like, Phantom Legends or something like that?
Oh. Whoa, I have no idea.
It sounds appropriately cool.
You're saying new words that I do not know the answer.
We're going to look it up so that we can better inform you in another episode. Or just listen to the one last week when we actually remembered what we were talking about.
Yes, that's the correct answer.
Yes. I don't think I actually got to experience the events, but I had an action replay from my DS that I used to get Darkrai and Shaymin. The funniest Pokemon for me in this category is Rotom. Yes, I used to think that Rotom was a legendary Pokemon. So did I. Absolutely, so did I. Like, I didn't get to mention this last week, but it was, like, towards the top of my list.
I do have the clarification. In Japanese media, mythical Pokemon and legendary Pokemon have always been presented as distinct groups. And it wasn't until Gen 5 that they were termed something else outside of Japan.
Okay.
So that's where the confusion lies.
So actually, as far as us in the Western world were concerned, in Gen 4, Darkrai and Shaymin were legendary. So you were not wrong.
Yes.
There you go.
Also, apparently, Mirage Pokemon.
Ooh.
Phantom Pokemon are apparently another term they used for legendaries in Japan.
Dumb.
That's cute.
I hate this. All right.
Anyway, I could never figure out how to get it. Once I learned how to get it, I thought that it was such a unique way of getting a Pokemon that it had to be a legendary Pokemon. Same.
So in an email that we're not going to read from Retro, he actually brings up Sudowoodo in the exact same way.
Oh, because it's a static encounter and you only get that one.
It's the only one you get and it's like a weird way of getting it. Yeah.
That is so incredibly fair.
So something I never understood is how do Spiritomb breed?
They don't. You just have to meet and suck out the souls of another 40 individuals. And
I thought it was 108 individuals.
108 souls.
But how many people do you need to encounter to be able to make the stone work? Is it 32?
32.
Does 32 go into 108? No, it doesn't, right?
No. That seems like a fail on their part.
It doesn't. Wow. Good job, guys.
It should have been 36. Wasn't it 36? 36 goes into 108.
It does. I don't remember.
I thought it was 32.
I thought it was 32. 36. It could have been. I'm gonna look this up.
I remember 42 for some reason, but I only did it once. So anyway, along this line, I would say that Victini, Gensect, and Zoroark all seemed like legendaries to me. Same about the Zoroark. I thought it was a legend.
Mm-hmm.
I think another reason that I used to think these things was based on the movies. I thought that if there was a movie about the Pokemon, it was a legendary Pokemon. Again, super fair.
32 trainers for Spiritomb, by the way. Unfortunate and dumb.
Then it's a flavor fail. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't seem to think of any other Pokemon right now. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I look forward to being a part of the group. Until next time, Little Mech. Well, I think you already are a part of the group. Yeah. So.
You're in the club, man. You're in the club. All right. Thank you for that. Our next one is going to be from Sleeve.
Yeah. Hi, Thatch, Sigma, and Whimsicott. I hope you're all doing well. Sleeve here with some thoughts on legendaries that turned out to be not so legendary. The first non-legendary Pokemon I remember being certain was legendary has to be Unknown. And that's for a couple reasons. You had to complete a surprisingly difficult puzzle to access it. Those pixelated tile puzzles in the Ruins of Alph were no joke.
Mm-hmm.
As a child, that's absolutely correct, yes.
I remember one or two of them giving me a...
Oh, they were they tile puzzles in OG?
I think they were, yeah.
Oh my gosh, because they made him so much easier in Heart Gold Soul Silver.
Weren't they drag and drop?
They're just drag and drop puzzles. Yeah, tile puzzles suck. I hate tile puzzles.
And two, it featured heavily in the third Pokemon movie exhibiting reality-altering powers. If that's not legendary power, I don't know what is.
100% agreed. I also think at some point thought Unknown was a legendary.
They treated it such, especially in that movie. Like they kind of like I think they're at least in the English translation, I think there might be a moment where they call Unknown a legendary Pokemon. So like the confusion's 100% warranted.
Yeah. This made Unknown feel like a very special Pokemon and something worthy of legend status. That's without mentioning the collectability aspect of it, something which made each of the different forms highly sought after among completionists, and thus raising the Pokemon status. The next Pokemon that fooled me into thinking that they were legendary were Darumaka and Darmanitan. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, no, that makes sense to me.
No, that makes sense to me, too.
Yeah.
I never thought about it, but hearing it, yes. I think this stems from their link to the Daruma story, which is a real-life legend all of its own, along with the fact that Zenmo Darm was available as a static encounter in Gen 5.
Mm-hmm.
Having not actually played Gen 5 until a few months ago, their design and rooting in real-life legend is what fueled this feeling for me.
Absolutely agree.
Very fair.
Lastly, Zoroark. The unique illusion ability made it feel like really mythical. This, coupled with the fact that it was difficult to obtain in its original generation, being event only until the release of Black White 2, added to this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was dumb. That was really dumb.
Yeah.
Then the Pokemon Company decided to release a movie centered around Zoroark. This one feels like it was intended to be a legendary Pokemon, but lost its status late into the development process. Maybe? Maybe they decided that, you know what, let's give it to N as like a signature Pokemon, but then we can't have it be legendary because he already has a legendary Pokemon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh no, we can't give him two legendary Pokemon, that's too much.
Absolutely.
That's it for Pokemon that fooled me into thinking that they were legendary. I'd say the legendary feeling, for me at least, is generated by a combination of lore, difficulty to obtain, overworld encounter status, access to unique abilities and moves, and importance placed on them by featuring them prominently in movies. Thanks for the continued great content. I really appreciate you all. Sleeve.
I appreciate That's you.
I appreciate all of them.
All great points.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Except unique abilities and moves. Nowadays, that's like every Pokemon that comes out.
A little bit. Yeah, but back then there were 150 of them.
Yeah, no. I feel like since Gen 7, they've been trying to give each Pokemon line either a unique ability or a signature move.
I'm okay with that, with the small numbers that they introduce.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, every Pokemon should be special, because then that way you don't end up with, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of Pokemon that are just like, oh, well, this is just a worse version of this Pokemon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'd much rather it be, like, if we're talking about, like, Smogon tiers, I'd much rather there be, like, an OU tier and a UU tier, but instead of just being like, oh, well, you just play the same team, but with different Pokemon in the same roles.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather it be like, well, the playstyle is completely different because the Pokemon are different down here. They're just not as good as the other ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have that happen.
I mean, sometimes you get an Octolock, but otherwise it's kind of cool.
All right, so this last one is going to be from Big Cat Bruce. I always like his emails because his picture on his email profile is just a giant smiley face. And it always, I always recognize it. Hey, Puckle Peeps, Big Cat Bruce here again. I have been away for a while because I burned out on Pokemon. Completely understandable. Oh. But after playing the Unite beta and the upcoming games in New Snap, BDSP, and Legends, I'm back on the franchise and excited for the future. The question for this week, though, has filled me with nostalgia as I look to the past adventures that I had exploring various regions. To me, a legendary Pokemon is one that transcends the game. It's in and instead becomes a full part of the fanbase zeitgeist. It, from this definition, some truly legendary Pokemon that stand out are Whitney's Meltank and Cynthia's Garchomp. These two behemoths seem stronger than the sum of their total base stats. I remember walking so confidently into the third gym with my team of level 20s thinking, it's just a normal type gym. This will be cake. Rollout after rollout flattened my entire team and ended up grinding to nearly level 30 just to be safe. As for Garchomp, I never played Gen 4, which is why I'm so excited for BDSP, but the way Dragon Rush is talked about, it sounds like it has 200 base power and 100% accuracy. Well, no one will ever argue that Miltank and Garchomp are legendary. These two specimens in particular stand head and shoulders above the rest. As a bonus, my third legendary non-legendary is my first Typhlosion. It was my first ever starter and my pride and joy. So when I heard about the cloning glitch in Gen 2, using the PC and turning the Game Boy during the saving phase, I was excited. Two Typhlosions sounds like a dream. I never even thought to breed it because leveling it would take so long. So I called my friend and he walked me through it. Instead of testing out the process on a Pidgey or Rattata, my first attempt was with Typhlosion. Well, I turned my game back on, load the save, and look for my two starters. Unfortunately, I messed it up and it erased entirely. Gone from existence. I legitimately sat on my parents' bed and cried. The fact that I still remember everything about the day and all my memories with my first starter makes him legendary to me. My apologies if this was a bit too long, but it's a really interesting topic. Man, that was a really sad note to end it on.
No.
My criteria for Miltank and Garchomp. Are there any other Pokemon you think have reached fan-made legendary status, or perhaps Pokemon from past playthroughs that are legends in your mind? Thanks for all the great content. Big Cat Bruce. I actually just recently ripped my blue save onto my computer, my OG blue save.
Yeah.
So that I didn't have to lose it for this reason exactly, because I'm like terrified. Because like I have my OG blue save with like my ridiculously leveled Blastoise, and I it's really cool to have that. I want to see if I can inject it into a homebrew DS, 3DS virtual console save and get it to home.
Wow.
That's really what I want to do.
So to answer his really good question, I think like Lucario and Charizard have been made legendary by the fan base.
Okay, but let's not talk about Charizard. I feel like Charizard's a very divisive Pokemon to do that with. Okay.
Yes. Okay, fair.
I've grown to like Charizard over the years. I've given
Sigma, stop it. No. They got you.
I like Charizard, but I liked it from like day one because I like Charmander, not because I like Charizard. Like I don't like Charizard because it's like it's a cool dragon that spits fire. I like Charizard.
I feel so emotionally betrayed right now. I feel so emotionally betrayed.
Blame the anime. You know, I got to the franchise through the anime, and when I saw the poor Charmander abandoned on the rock under the rain with the leaf, I was like, no, I have to adopt this baby.
Yeah.
And then the fact that the baby evolved into a fire-breathing dragon was completely, like, accidental.
Yeah, yeah.
If it makes you feel better, I like Greninja more than I like Charizard.
I also like Greninja more than Charizard. How much do you hate us now, Patch?
I like Greninja a lot. Greninja's like one of my favorite Pokemon, I think. It is absolutely my favorite Gen 6 Pokemon. I think Greninja was designed very well, and the fact that TPCI hasn't ridden that hype train very hard makes me very happy. I miss him as well. I think Ash Greninja's dumb, but regular Greninja's awesome.
Ash Greninja was a step too far.
I also think it's dumb. I miss Gojira, my Greninja.
I miss
and
Greninja.
And Gojira Jr.,
I miss
his
Greninja.
Descendant, who was competitive.
All right. But thank you for these emails. Green Tauros Badge. This is a hard one, I think, today.
Ooh.
Ooh. I kind of want to give it to Big Cat Bruce.
Do we? I liked
I
Max,
his
though.
Email too.
I liked Max, though.
I liked both of them a ton, and I wouldn't know like how to decide between them.
So since we didn't have emails last week, does that mean
we can get out two? Tourist? There we go.
Or two.
Big Cat Bruce and Little Mac, you get the Green Taurus badge this week. Done. Done.
It's a banked reward. They can't get that. Yeah.
There we go. There we go. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, one, you can send an email to us at PucklePodcast@gmail.com letting us know what Pokemon with a single type should get a dual type and what type that is, you think. Well, I would love to hear from you guys. Or even what Pokemon you think should have a different type. Than it does. I would be very interested to hear from you guys at PucklePodcast@gmail.com. You should also come to our Discord server and hang out with us throughout the week. That's in the show notes as always. You can always go ahead and follow us on social media over at Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram. You can, of course, come over to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/PucklePodcast where P. McGee and Claude are holding down the fort making those Pokemon of the episode videos, which are really fun. I've got some Nuzlocke episodes recorded, and we're just editing them right now. So waiting for that. And I'm going to plan to record more this week. Yeah, you could also go ahead and follow us over on Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. I'm usually on Tuesdays and somebody else is usually on Thursdays. Sometimes people are on Saturday and Sunday. So definitely just follow and you'll figure it out. You can also go ahead and follow it. If you want to help support the show, go over to Twitch, drop us a free Twitch Prime subscription. Or more importantly, you can go over to Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast and get a host of rewards, including a new podcast that I'm hoping to start later this week. I'm very excited for that. Sigma doesn't think I should be excited for it, but I am. It's because Sigma's realistic with my time commitments. And I am not. All right, so I guess that's everything. I have been Trainer Thatch.
I have been the Fluffiest Whimsicott.
And I've been our Sigma.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.